Early voting has already begun in key states that could determine the balance of the Senate and the direction the nation may be heading in the final 2 years of the Obama presidency. One of those states is North Carolina, where a Democratic senator is defending her seat in a race the latest polls show could go either way. For most North Carolina voters, this is what next week's Senate election has boiled down to.
Kay Hagan enabled President Obama's worst ideas. She refuses to clean up his mess.
Tillis is a hypocrite, covering up that the Charlotte Observer called on him to resign for missing critical votes.
Senator Kay Hagan says she puts you first, but she votes with Obama 96% of the time.
Speaker Tillis should be ashamed for running an ad that says I would let our soldiers die in vain. That is outrageous.
90,000 ads, up to $100 million spent. And clashing messages from incumbent Democrat Kay Hagan.
North Carolina is not for sale.
How you doing?
Good to see you, man.
And from challenger Tom Tillis, the Republican Speaker of the North Carolina House.
We need independent leadership that will stand up to your own party when you disagree with them.
The high-stakes political duel has propelled Hagan, who was first elected the year President Obama won North Carolina.
Hey, everybody.
And Tillis, who came to power in 2010 after Republicans took over the State House for the first time since Reconstruction, into a genuine final week dead heat. Matt McCorkle teaches at Duke Sanford School of Public Policy.
Turnout is going to be key for Hagan, for her, in order to win. There's not going to be a turnout like there was among minority voters and younger voters for Obama in the presidential years, but she's got to get some of that vote.
This is not 2008.
This is not 2008. This isn't even 2012. This is a smaller, whiter, older, richer electorate. It is not an Obama electorate, but she's got to get some of that vote out.
At this weekend's state fair in Raleigh, the voters we talked to had already made up their minds. Sarah Berth is for Tillis.
Well, as in all campaigns, there's always a lot of mud-slinging going on, unfortunately, which doesn't interest me. I want to know what the candidate is going to do, what they're not going to do, their beliefs, what they stand on.
Andy Jones and his friends are sticking with the Democrat.
I like Kay Hagan. I like that she has experience. I think that the amount of money that is poured into this race and the number of television ads is just kind of silly. It's become kind of a very hateful, people just throwing mud at each other and seeing what sticks, and I think that's kind of silly.
It's taken a lot of talk and a lot of money for this campaign to boil down to a simple choice between a Democrat who would rather talk about education and equal pay and a Republican who is anxious to link his opponent to national issues like Ebola and ISIS. The recurring disagreement was on display as we sat down with both candidates this weekend.
Speaker Tillis has put forward the most disastrous legislative record we've seen in North Carolina. He is taking our state backwards. What he did, he gave tax cuts to the wealthy and then balanced the budget on the backs of everybody else. The middle class, he's rigged the system against small business, but he has gutted public education.
I think if it's about the truth about education, we have the edge there too. We've given a 7% raise, the largest raise in about a generation. So if all Senator Hagan has are statewide issues and nothing to point to at the national level that she's proud of, other than rubber stamping President Obama 96% of the time, I think she's in trouble with the citizens of North Carolina.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
Pulling for you.
Tillis mentions Mr. Obama by name in virtually every sentence, never missing the opportunity to link an unpopular president to the state's incumbent Democrat.
Senator Hagan knows that President Obama's policies, he said a couple of weeks ago, all of them are on the ballot.
Does the president hurt your campaign?
You know, this election's about the people of North Carolina. And with the president, I support increasing the minimum wage. I supported his very first bill, my very first bill, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. But I've also opposed the president on things that weren't good for North Carolina.
Replacing President Obama on the stump in tight races like this one, Hillary Clinton.
Elections come down often to who's got more money, who's peddling more fear, and who turns out. And there is nothing more important for Kay than who turns out.
Tillis, too, has attracted national support, including this visit from GOP Chairman Reince Priebus.
I know that if we work really hard together, that we can get Tom over the finish line. Not for our party, not for the majority, for power. We have to do this to help save this country.
Thank you. Both candidates are getting a tremendous boost from outside groups on the right and the left. From the Koch brothers to Planned Parenthood, they've kicked in more than $70 million, two of every $3 spent on television advertising.
In North Carolina, very well may determine the future of the United States Senate. And this race between Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis has been a focus for months. For us at the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, it is the most important race in the country.
It's time to vote for me.
To add to the uncertainty, a third candidate, Libertarian Sean Haw, could tip the balance, even if he gets a small percentage of the vote.
The dynamic is, I don't want to vote for the incumbent. And so I'm looking around who I vote for. So the extent you vote for a third party, you don't vote for the challenger.
Thousands of North Carolinians descended on Lexington for the annual barbecue festival this weekend. Tom Tillis supporter Derek Brady was among them.
With the federal government, the spending has got so out of control. It needs to be brought down. I'm one that thinks that states, local government should have more control of the money that they have, instead of sending it to Washington and then having to do stuff to get it back.
And William McIver is one of the thousands of volunteers working the state for Hagan.
When we went canvassing, my wife and I, we found out they were like, thank the Lord, hallelujah, you showed up, we're here, we're glad to see you. We didn't think you cared about us.
But the money, the finger-pointing, the hostile television advertising leaves many voters perplexed.
It kind of depends on how you view politics. Some people view it as a sport, right? So it's my team versus your team, so whoever has less money can have a better ground game, because now you need money for television, print, social media, everything else.
There's a lot of money spent, but it's the same thing. It's one is about Medicaid, the other one is about abortions and birth control and college funds and... It's like one is for the rich and one is for the middle class and the poor.
Good to see you again, man.
Then there is this last wild card, new voter ID laws that Republicans call protection and Democrats call suppression could affect turnout in a state that both national parties now see as their key to the South.